when dowry system reversal India, this is the chapter 5, Ashish 9. When Rajesh's parents came to Silicon Valley arrogantly and very happily, they were met by a subdued Rajesh, who gave them a very formal and slightly cold and polite welcome at the airport. When they were all over him, gushing, "Arey beta, tu kaisa hai? Tu kitna kamal kar diya? Sab log to hum log ko itna bahawa deta hai. You have been so successful in your career, Rajesh. You have made us proud. The entire neighborhood and all our family members, they glorify us because of you, Rajesh. We are so proud of you." Rajesh, knowing that he was just a utter slave boy of a magnificent Indian queen, accepted all the compliments a little stiffly and awkwardly, knowing very soon that he was about to be spanked in front of his parents, bare buttocked, before his mistress, his queen, his devi, his malkin, Nita, turned the paddles and the rattan cane and the whips onto his parents, his guilty parents, his murderous parents, whom he now hated because they had manipulated him into killing an innocent man, a good man, whom he now realized he had no business to blackmail. At this point of time, he was feeling very guilty. But his mother said, "Bahu, aayi nahi? Tere pitaji aur main aaya. Your parents have come and the daughter-in-law has not turned up at the airport. What is this? You suspect? Humme asanman kiya. Tu usko barabar hukum nahi kiya? Tu unke upar apna hukum chalata nahi aajkal? You are not commanding her properly? You are not able to rule her as you did previously? Have you lost your touch?" He listened to all this. She said, "Tu kya ek chakka ban gaya? Huh? Have you become an important boy? Answer me." Nowadays, he had often been slapped and butt-fucked and spoken to in very demeaning lingo or jargon by his mistress, by his queen, by his wife turned dom. So he was accustomed to all these things. The earlier Rajesh would have fearily started up and started shouting. But now he humbly bowed his head and said, "Ha ma, tera ladka chakka ban gaya." He said, "Yes, mother, your son is an important man. I have not been able to produce an heir also for you. Main to tere liye ladka bhi nahi de saka." "Are, wo to bahu ka mistake hai. That is totally the fault of that stupid daughter-in-law. She could not produce an heir. She's barren. Hum to kehte hai usko divorce deke aur ek ko shaadi kar." Very heartlessly, the old bitch said, "You should divorce her and marry a fertile woman. Then you'll definitely get a kid." Not knowing that Rajesh and Nita did not want children, and not at least at this point of time, they were quite happy with their lifestyle. Rajesh, a little uncharacteristically, as far as his mother was concerned, told her, "Aap mere patni ke bare mein itna kharab shabd vyavhar mat kijiye. Unko bura lagega." "Mother, mom, you must not speak so disrespectfully of my wife. She would feel insulted by your words." "Mother, kya? Us sali haramzadi ko itna himmat? Theher, main jaake usko bada bada sabak sikhaungi. Just wait until I reach home. I'll teach her a lesson." "What? She'll feel insulted by my words. I'll beat her black and blue. What do you think? there is life in these old bones yet. Anyway, they reach the apartment, they reach the flat. Rajesh went in and they locked the door, put a combination lock so that the parents wouldn't be able to run away, and then immediately stripped off. And he knelt down at the feet of his wife and kissed the ground, and she put her feet on top of his neck and coolly told the old couple, who were shocked, disgusted and gaping like a goldfish, or rather a couple of goldfish, at this sight of their taller, stronger, macho son kneeling down in submission and worshipping the ground of their daughter-in-law as if he was a slave of a queen or a devotee of a goddess or a property of a owner, of a slave owner. ये क्या हो रहा है राजेश? ए साली, तू अपना कदम हटा मेरे लड़का का शर्ट पे से. रिमूव योर डर्टी सिनफुल फीट फ्रॉम माय सन्स नेक. यू बिच. शी सेड, राजेश गेट अप एंड हैंड मी द रटन केन. यस मिस्ट्रेस. दे डेलिबरेटली स्पोक इन इंग्लिश बिकॉज दे न्यू the ill-educated couple would not actually comprehend what they are saying and would feel snubbed. Abe sali, Hindi mein baat kar. She tried to come forward and scratch and pull the hair of her daughter-in-law. Neeta coolly slapped her face. Haram zadi, mere pitaji ko maar ke शांति नहीं मिला, अभी मेरे ऊपर हाथ उठाती है. तू और तेरा खूनी पति दोनों को गाड़ मार के गोडन बना दूंगी, नहीं तो मेरा भी नाम नीता नहीं. अभी शी सेड, आई विल फक योर बोथ योर आसोल्स, यू ओल्ड कपल, यू मर्डरस कपल, यू किल माई डैड एंड आई विल फक बोथ योर आसोल्स अंटिल आई क्रिएट अ ह्यूज वेयरहाउस ऑफ योर रेक्टम्स. Old man was angered beyond belief. Said, "Chap, chapka ke tera chamri utal dungi, haramzadi. I will whip the skin of your." Suddenly the son came back and slapped his father. He said, "Meri patni ki taraf aankh utha ke mat dekh, haramzada, khuni. Mujhe sharam aata hai tere ko daddy bolne mein." और तू हरामजादी अपना कपड़ा उतार. ही ऑर्डर्ड हिज मदर टू स्ट्रिप एंड ही टोल्ड हिज फादर, यू आर अ मर्डरस मैन, यू पीपल फोर्स मी टू डिमांड थिंग्स फ्रॉम माय पुअर फादर इन लॉ, यू आर अ सिनफुल विकेड कपल एंड आई एम अशेम्ड ऑफ कॉलिंग यू डैडी एंड मम्मी. फादर्स हैंड वेंट अप एंड ही स्लैप्ड हिम अगेन. जितने बार तो हाथ उठाएगा उतने बार मैं तेरे को चाबुक मारूंगा. सो आई विल विप योर हाइड ओल्ड मैन, यू ओल्ड फूल, यू ओल्ड सिनर, बुढ़े बुढ़े पापी. अभी भी पाप कर रहा है, शर्म नहीं आता है एक अच्छा इंसान का मौत का कारण बन के. यू आर शॉक्ड एंड हिज मदर सेड, बेटा मैं कपड़ा उतरू. हाँ, तू नीता की नौकरानी, नीता की गुलाम है, और पापा भी, पापा तुम भी कपड़ा उतारो, तुम दोनों नंगा हो जाओ. बोथ ऑफ यू स्ट्रिप, यू आर लाइक डर्ट बीनीथ माय वाइफ्स फीट, यू विल नाउ ओबे हर. बोले कैसा करेगा ये सब? सो ही कॉट होल्ड ऑफ हिज फादर एंड ही जस्ट टोर हिज शर्ट ऑफ, ही वाज अबाउट टू टेयर हिज पैंट ऑफ ऑल्सो, देन ओल्ड मैन स्टार्टेड ओपनिंग हिज पैंट, अंडरस्टैंडिंग द इनेविटेबल was going to happen. The mother said, I will not do what you do, I will call the police. Whatever, yeah, you would. Her daughter-in-law came firmly, gave her two slaps and squeezed his nipples painfully and started removing her clothes. She stood like a zombie, stupefied. The old man, with his beer belly, his sagging man boobs, his flaccid penis, stared uncomprehendingly at his son and daughter-in-law. And Nita said, Haramzada, jab mujhe mara tha, jab tera beta ko hukum diya tha mujhe maanne ko, ye waqt aayega tere ko maalum nahi tha, abhi tera karam phal itna kharab hai ki aaj main hukum dega aur Rajesh tera gaal maarega. The old man, when you ordered your son to beat me up, he did not know one day your bad karma would lead to this. Now I will order your son and he will fuck your ass. He turned beetroot red, ashamed, and couldn't meet her eyes.